disappointing. Disappointing result. Disappointing performance, especially in the first half. We upped it in the second half and gave probably a better account of ourselves, a little bit more commitment. Small, you know, they emptied the tank in the second half, but probably lacked the quality that, you know, we've mentioned before to break them down. Now, look, you know, Cove ran their luck a little bit with maybe one or two point blank saves and, you know, getting their feet across a few in-line, you know, byline tackles that they got away with. But at the same time, you know, we could have been caught on the break with you know, they had two chances on the break to win it. So, you know, while we feel we lost 2 points, you know, we could have lost all three at one stage there at the end.
Yeah, what was the problem in the first half, Ollie? I mean, it was kind of a stop-start game, nothing really happening.
Yeah, we wasn't, certainly wasn't for the lack of preparation, you know. Possibly, you know, a little excuse might be the fact it was a five-day turnaround with Tala that took an awful lot out of the nine players that were left on the pitch. Although, you know, we'd two fairly light sessions during the week that we thought would rectify it. You know, the little bit of stop start with the injury to Shea Hallahan with Cove possibly didn't help us, but that's maybe clutching at straws to make that excuse. No, we didn't really have the drive or passion in it. Possibly had we gone 1-0 up, I think Quithing Bonner had a chance. You know, had we scored that, it might have been a different situation, but we were waiting for things to happen rather than making them happen. I thought in the second half, in fairness, we tried, you know, we got in around the back of them and you know, put a fair amount of pressure on them, but we still didn't take the chances we had, Jeremy.
Yeah, you did have chances, and it was good to see Thomas McMonagall making a return. He fitted in well at the back, and Darragh Black made an impression as well, Ollie.
Yeah, we went as positive as we could. Well, Thomas came on because basically Creathan, a defender, had to come off that type of way. But we went positive. We put Dara on, we put Carl on, and we went for it, obviously. You know, a point wasn't a huge amount of use to us. So, look, it wasn't for the lack of trying men and being positive. Yeah, I mean, Dara did quite well. He'd one or two chances. Maybe he took the wrong decision. He wasn't the only one that maybe took the wrong decisions, but he's young and he did well. And it's, you know, please God, he'll get more time, Jeremy, there.
But I'm sure, Ollie, you're on the lookout for somebody with a wee bit more experience because you've lost Rory Keating. Now, he's gone back to Sligo Rovers. The move for Mark Brawley didn't work out either. So I'm sure you're probably still looking to add to your panel.
Come here. Of course, we're looking to add to the panel, but it's with huge limitations. If you can point someone in my direction, Jeremy, we'd be quite happy. But, you know, you can't just go out there and take a ready-made, you know, be it front man, you know, with experience, you know, they cost, and you know, there's a lot in that, Jeremy. So it's not as straightforward as that. No, we were on the lookout, yeah, to try and strengthen our squad in all areas, in particular at the top of the field. But as of yet, you know, that hasn't happened. But to be fair, you know, the commitment out there with the likes of Paul McVeigh, you know, he gave all he had out there to his credit, and look, it just didn't happen on the night that was in.
So what about next weekend then, Ollie? The two guys that were sent off last weekend, do they become available again? Or?
No, Sean McCarron is available and Mickey Funston isn't. We ran into a few bookings there where I think it'll take effect in Shelburne. You know, I mean, the two bookings for Packy and Keith, I don't want to be critical once again, but I didn't see a booking in either. That puts them out of Shelburne. Both of them there, two centre has gone for 2 weeks' time, although we'll deal with that when that week comes. But it's difficult. It's difficult with you know, constant suspensions, one or two injuries, etc. And look, you know, I don't think there was a whole lot in either booking there. In fact, I was quite certain neither were, but that's the way it's gone for us. We haven't had much of a look in that. But look, we'll prepare for Galway. It'll be huge. Galway are, you know, attacking wise probably the best team in it going forward with the amount of players that they have. So we'll have the work cut out next Friday, Jeremy.
These are all things that you've got to deal with, Ollie, as a manager.
Yep.
Now in the League of Ireland. I mean, injuries, all these suspensions, players, you know, becoming unavailable, and then the battle to bring new players to Finn Park. I'm sure at times you must be pulling your hair out.
Yeah, it's frustrating, yeah. I mean, it's not that big a problem identifying players you'd like to get. Is the actual fact of the attraction of what you can offer them is obviously the difficulty. But look, you know, there's positives in it as well. You know, the lads that are there and are training, the likes of Darragh Black there, Darragh hasn't missed a training session, you know, in the last 3 months. And I'm delighted for him, you know, and he did very well. So there's positives in it as well, you know, that you can give the likes of him a chance and he'll get more game time. But yeah, it is difficult to try and push up the table where you have other sides with, you know, maybe a bit more mature quality about them than we had there tonight. But come here, listen, we're enjoying it and we won't shirk any of that, Jeremy, you know.